Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shopping just got a whole lot better with GoTime Bank. GoTime Bank gives you reward points when you shop, and points can be redeemed as cash with a simple tap in the GoTime Bank app.
Not only does GoTime Bank offer interest rates 50 times higher than traditional banks, but it also provides 3 free bank transfers to other banks per week.
With GoTime Bank, you can send, shop, and save with ease and confidence, knowing that your money is safe and secure.
Download the GoTime Bank app today and open an account in less than 5 minutes. Visit www.gotime.com.ph for more details.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised. "Tell my kids I love them," were the final words Rona Fantone said to her sister, Rhoda, on the phone. Rona and her husband, Jay Barcelon, were having marital problems. Rona decided to stay with her sister, who lived only 15 minutes away but had to retrieve her belongings and clothes from her residence. Sadly, her estranged husband was present, and a violent fight occurred. Both ended up in the hospital, but only one of them lived.
Our episode for today features a saddening case of domestic abuse. Domestic abuse, otherwise known as domestic violence or intimate partner violence, is one of the most common cases and is defined by the United Nations as a behavioral pattern in any relationship used to gain or maintain power and control over an intimate partner. In most cases, it is experienced by women and is perpetrated by men. Sadly, the subject of this episode is another Filipina who was stabbed to death at the hands of her abusive husband.
You're listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the 8th episode of Season 3.
As you all know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and we want to dedicate a certain portion of our February episodes for you guys to get to know us even better. I'll be interviewing my co-host on how he expresses his love to a special someone. So I hope you bear with us for a few minutes before we continue our episode. Hi, Drew. How do you tell someone you have feelings for them without telling them directly?
Hi, Trish. Thanks for asking. Medyo mahirap yung tanong mo since wala pa naman akong special someone ngayon. pero susubukan ko sagutan. As you might not know, I am a music lover. Nagigitara ako during my free time. And palagi ko ina-update yung playlist ko on Spotify whenever I encounter new songs or may maalala ko na classic ones. Especially OPM. Anyway, to answer your question, if ever my crush ako or special someone na nandyan, I usually play a song that makes me think of her. If wala naman siya or magkalayo kami, ginagamit ko yung feature ng Spotify to share specific lyrics from a particular song on my IG stories para makuha ko yung attention niya. In short, pinaparinggan ko siya through music.
Wow! I'm sure hindi lang ikaw gumagawa niyan to express their feelings sa mga special someone nila. Speaking of OPM songs, sa mga previous relationships mo, anong song yung dinededicate mo or nais mong iparanig sa kanila nung panahon na may feelings ka pa?
Let's see. Napakaraming OPM songs na lumalabas sa isip ko eh. Pero if I have to choose one, syempre yung Your Song ng Parokya ni Edgar.
Ooh, I love that song too. Isa rin siya sa mga faves ko. Naalala ko tuloy yung manliligaw ko dati. Inaral pa raw niya paano mag-gitara para lang hananahin ako gamit isa sa mga songs ng Parokya ni Edgar. Kaya I'm sure yung mga pinaparinggan mo before were happy if ever na-figure out nila na dinededicate mo pala yung song na yan sa kanila.
I hope so. Medyo mahirap mga tanong mo, Trisha. Soon, ako naman mag-interview sa'yo.
Salamat, Drew, sa pagsagot ng questions ko. Yung concept mo ng parinig through music is truly relatable. Sana maging ready ako sagutin mga tanong mo soon. And para naman sa ating listeners, we have a poll here on Spotify, so make sure to let us know kung pro parinig ba kayo o hindi. Also, if nakaka-relate kayo kay Drew, send us a tweet at @phmurderstories and let's continue our discussion there. Anyhow, enough about this topic. Let's get back to our episode.
An ambulance and cop cars alerted Lemon Grove neighbors something was wrong Friday night around 7:30.
We were just having a barbecue on Friday night, had a few people over, and then that's when my husband heard the ambulance, and he ran out to go see what was going on.
Billy Bolander still shaken by what he witnessed at this home a few doors down.
I guess a daughter pulled in as everything like already happened, and she was actually in the grass, like laying there, and it was... They actually put her in the stretcher and got her in the ambulance, and as that, she just told her, "Don't die on me," and apparently she passed away on the way up there, so.
A tragic scene through the open door while sheriff's deputies investigated that night. A man and woman were reportedly arguing as deputies arrived. They heard screaming and forced their way inside. They found a husband and wife stabbed. Homicide detectives believe 31-year-old Jay Barcelon stabbed 30-year-old Rona Barcelon and was injured during the fight. Both went to the hospital. Rona didn't survive. A devastating story neighbors are hearing.
Actually, they're the ones next door to us. This is the house right here. They said, "My mom's had this house for over 40 years, and we've never heard anything like this before." And when we told him, he was in shock, actually.
Something like that shouldn't have never happened. Especially, you know, like, yeah, even yeah. An argument or whatever, like, no need for violence, right?
The sheriff's homicide unit is investigating, and a GoFundMe has been created for Rona's funeral expenses.
I spoke to Rona Fantone's family in front of a memorial to remember her. The family requested we use her maiden name. She was the mother of two children. Although the kids, ages 9 and 11, know their mom is no longer here, it's difficult for them to process.
The youngest one keeps saying, you know, "I'm going to call my mom." So they still want to call. She said, "I will call my mom on the phone."
Rona was one of four sisters and a fraternal twin. She worked at Sharp Coronado as a certified nursing assistant with dreams of becoming a nurse.
Oh, she was always smiling, laughing. You can never tell she had any issues.
But the family learned there were issues in her marriage. The night she died, her sister dropped Rona off at her Lemon Grove home to get her things and spend the night at her sister's house. Deputies were called for a domestic dispute, and when they got there, sheriff's investigators said they heard arguing and forced their way inside. Investigators said Rona's husband, Jay Barcelone, stabbed and killed his wife. She was just 30 years old.
We wanted justice for her. Mm-hmm. We wanted justice for her, and we love her so much. We miss her every day. Mm-hmm.
30-year-old Zambales-born Rona Fantone was a hardworking certified nursing assistant at Sharp Coronado Hospital in San Diego, USA. She and her three sisters immigrated to the United States 20 years ago. Rona has two children from a previous marriage. Later, she married 32-year-old Jay Barcelon, a Filipino-American Navy veteran. Before her saddening death, Rona was on her way to becoming a fully-fledged nurse. According to her sister, Rhoda, quote, "She's a frontliner. She survived caring for COVID patients and in general sick people. But she didn't survive this tragedy. It's very sad," unquote.
Rona's family described her as a very loving mother who had a good sense of humor and always had a smile on her face. At work, Rona was portrayed as a very energetic person, bringing good vibes to all her patients and co-workers. However, the smiles couldn't hide the fact that Rona was dealing with marital issues.
On the evening of April 16, 2021, while Rona and her husband Jay were in the midst of a marital problem, Rona decided to spend the night at her sister's residence, located 15 minutes away from their home in Dane Court, Lemon Grove, San Diego, California. Before going home to her house, Rona was convoyed by her sister Rhoda to her residence, as the former had to pick up her belongings, supposing that she might not come home for a while. Unfortunately, Jay Barcelon's violent tendencies would overwhelm the situation, as he caught his wife packing her stuff, which led to a violent encounter.
At that moment, it appears that Rona stood fighting for her life. She managed to call Rhoda, who was outside the house, and informed her to call the authorities and that her husband locked her inside the closet. The 30-year-old mother of two was also able to tell her sister to inform her two kids that she loves them for the final time before her heartbreaking death. According to Rhoda, quote, "I received a call from her. She was telling me to tell her two kids that she loves them so much. Like repeatedly telling me, tell my kids I love them so much. Please tell them." She kept reiterating those words, unquote.
Authorities from the San Diego County Sheriff's Department arrived at the Barcelon residence at 7:30 p.m. Upon arriving, the officers heard screaming inside the house, which led them to force their way inside. They intervened in the ongoing fight between Jay and Rona, who were already both in critical condition. Immediately, both were rushed to the nearest hospital. Jay underwent surgery for his wounds, but Rona died shortly after. She was stabbed by her husband, who was arrested and charged with murder.
Initially, Jay Barcelon pleaded not guilty. But in November 2022, just before the trial was scheduled to start, Rona's husband pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and admitted to stabbing his wife on the evening of April 16, 2021. A month later, Jay Barcelon was sentenced to 16 years in prison. During Jay's sentencing, Rona's family voiced out their feelings while the suspect had his lawyer read out his apology letter to his late wife's family.
Remember them, Jay? You're supposed to protect your mom when you took her life and when you took her hand in marriage. She trusted you and she loved you, but it wasn't enough for you. You're always going to be considered a cold-blooded murderer in our eyes.
Able to accept that she's not with us anymore. Jay Barcelon, you're supposed to protect your wife, Rona, and not take her life. Every time it crosses my mind, I wonder how could you live every single day knowing that your hands had my sister's blood. Jay Barcelon, I want you to know that you took away every opportunity that Rona can be with her kids. And you also took away every opportunity that her kids can be with their mom. You did not let Rona witness her kids' milestone.
Barcelon, wearing a jumpsuit and a mask, stared down through the whole hearing. only having his lawyer read a prepared apology statement.
Ruby, Mama, Papa, and all else involved, I'm extremely sorry for the tragedy that has befallen you. I bear nothing but only love and compassion and my most heartfelt apology for your loss. My prayers are always with you all and my beloved.
Rona Fantone helped save lives for a living. She was a frontliner who risked her life during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rona was also a cherished member of her family and a loving mother to her two beautiful kids. Sadly, she wasn't saved from another case of domestic abuse.
If you're from the Philippines and you or anyone you know is suffering from domestic violence, you may contact the National Emergency Hotline 911. Or you may visit your barangay or local government unit's Violence Against Women and Their Children desk.
Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. At PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.